Okay, thank you, Clerk. Good morning. Let's call the Commerce and Gaming Committee meeting to order. The time is noon. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bighorst?
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox? Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Keane? Second Speaker Redcorn?
Here.
Chair Rebar?
Here. Thank you. We have a quorum. We were notified about Congresswoman Goodfox and Congressman Keane being absent today. The next item on our agenda is prayer, and I've asked Congressman Hamilton to render a prayer this afternoon.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Hang Dr. Wakanda, Wakanda Ujinki. Father, we ask you to be in our heart and minds as we come together under one people under your watch, Lord. Please be with the families and homes that are represented here and the families and homes that are dealing with mourning and sickness. Please lay your healing comforting hand upon them. And please be with our men and women in uniform, wherever they may be. All these things I ask in your precious name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman. The next item is the approval of minutes. Those are located in your invite.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Congressman Bighorst.
Ma'am, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes dated September 17th, 2025.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. The next item on our agenda is item number 5, which is the discussion again of Scotty Ray Lawrence to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board and Mr. Joey Grigg to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board. I received this morning information, I think it was on, I want to say that the two have been granted temporary licenses, but their investigation reports are not done as of, I have not been notified of that. Also, in your email, you'll see that Chief Standing Bear has sent down another appointee of Robert Daniel Carter to the Enterprise Board and Lou Anna Redcorn to the Gaming Board Commission. And so I'm assuming when we have session, Speaker will be sending those to our committee as well. I'll leave it up to the committee, but at this time, I think we should just leave the appointees where they are until we get to the point where they're all here in committee. Congressman Bighorst?
Yes, Madam Chair. I'd like to postpone number 5, executive appointees, to the next meeting, or to the call of the chair, I'm sorry.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Any opposed? Okay, thank you, committee. The next item is ONCA 25-105, which is an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $1,250,000 to Monzeska ODOTC, place to borrow money as unrestricted loan capital, and to establish an alternate effective date. And the sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, are you on the call?
I am.
Also, committee, we have not discussed this bill in committee, and as the sponsor, do you have direction for us this afternoon, Congressman Potts?
Madam Chair, yes. I would, if we can briefly discuss it, my intent is to go ahead and postpone ONZA 25-105 to the call of the chair. Hopefully that we're able to further discuss that next week. So if we may have just a minute of discussion, that is my intent today.
Okay. Now, it's my understanding there could be a possible co-sponsor on your bill. If we want to discuss it today, we do have two of the board members here from Monzeska ODOTC.
Understand that, Madam Chair. Most of the discussion that I would like to have would probably best not be had right at this time. It's kind of more subject to things that need to happen and more information that needs to be obtained.
Committee?
Chair?
Yes, our second speaker, Redcorn?
Personally, I think because we have board members present, the item is on the agenda and the bill has a co-sponsor. I think the general overview of the loan capital request could and can be talked about today in committee. I don't see a reason why we've provided a mechanism for it to be able to be introduced in committee by having a co-sponsor. So I would prefer to move in that direction.
Okay, Congressman Hamilton and then Speaker Shaw.
Yes, I was just going to mention that we have the board members here, so if they want to, maybe we should hear from them. If the sponsor is not interested in moving it out, I'm okay with that too.
Okay, Speaker Shaw.
Thank you, Chair. I have completed the paperwork to co-sponsor this piece of legislation, so I do think it would be appropriate for us to hear from PBM at this time.
Okay. Congressman Potts, would you be open in the I would agree with that, and I'll tell you why, Congressman Potts, is that because it's an appropriation and we're trying to get all of our appropriation requests out of committee and over to appropriation so that we could look at it in totality this next week. Would you be open to go ahead and offer in discussion this afternoon, sir?
Madam Chair, I support the legislation. I put my name on it. I believe in the cause. I believe in the mission. I believe in the goal. I believe in the team. I think that the discussion that needs to be had is one that doesn't need to be had at this table at this time regarding personnel and other things that have been impacted by the CDFI within the last 48 hours. I would prefer not to discuss those things in a public setting. I think the board would agree that those don't need to be discussed in a public setting, but I think that those are paramount to whether or not this needs to go out the door right now.
Okay. Well, I don't intend to discuss those type of issues in committee at all, actually. I say let's let the... Let's move forward and have the chair of PBM at least let's start talking about the request. I do want to hear from them because I have with second speaker, the treasurer, we intend to work this weekend and provide a strategy to offer into appropriations next week. So I would just encourage that we at least hear what the request is about. So at this time,
Madam Chair.
Yes, Congressman Potts, and then I'm going to go ahead and move on with the meeting and have the chair come to the podium and discuss the request.
Madam Chair, I appreciate it. I hate to do this, but surrounding the circumstances and with the irregularity of how this is being treated, outside of a sponsor being present to present at this time, I will withdraw my name as the sponsor of the bill.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir. All right, Mr. Redcorn, would you like to come to the podium? You have to touch the green button, and I think everything you, or whatever you've provided with the clerks, have been provided to the committee.
Oh, now it's green. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, members of Congress, Madam Speaker in attendance. Just a few things. We fully support the $1.25 million ask that is on the bill. We feel like that will accommodate our growth at the same rate that we've been growing. Just a few things for the committee. First of all, we are supremely happy to report that 90% of all of the loans made by PBM have gone to Native Americans. Of that number, 75% of those Native loans have gone to Osages, and 25% to other tribes. I was told this morning by one of our loan officers that the remaining 10%, the vast majority of those loans have gone to Osage Nation employees. So it's hard for me to see how we could do too much better than what we're doing in terms of our focus on our community. And that has been our focus from the beginning. I would point out that of the, I guess that's not really, we aren't discussing the operational budget today, are we? Okay. So the $1.25 million, would get us through the next year with our projected growth, and we believe that that loan capital would be, as we say, put to work for our people locally. And with that, I will take any questions from any member of Congress.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Questions from the committee regarding the request, the capital request? Congressman Brickhorst.
Thank you, Congressman. yes, indeed, all of your numbers look great. But I was just wondering, do you all have a projected time or period that you think you all might be a standalone, just like a regular bank?
Let me answer your question this way. Of the total of $739,000 in operational expenses that we're budgeted for this year, we are covering $273,000 of that with our own profits. But to your question specifically, I was asked that question one other time here at this podium, that specific question. And the question is generally not answered in terms of time, because we don't know how we will be funded in the future. When we are funded in the future, we do not know whether we're going to have to borrow money to fulfill that or not. That greatly impacts our profitability and hence our operational independence. I will tell you that the proper answer to that question is not in terms of time. It's in terms of assets. When PBM reaches $20 to $25 million in assets, that's when we project that we would be fully and completely self-sufficient and no longer be relying on the Osage Nation for anything other than the board stipends.
Thank you, sir. That's what I was looking for.
Okay, thank you, committee. Any other questions for PBM at this time? Anyone on the call? Speaker Shaw?
Thank you. I just have a real quick question. So the fact that we are have loaned a great deal of defense to Osage people, I think it's great, and Native folks, is that something that we're intentionally trying to do? Is that who we're marketing to? Is it just happening organically? I'm just curious about that. Thank you.
That's a really good question. I can tell you that in terms of the U.S. Treasury and Native CDFIs, et cetera, there are several things that have to meet a 51% level. That is loans to Native Americans, number of staff, number on our board, all need to be 51% or more Native American. I think the best answer I can give you that I think is accurate is that we haven't advertised a lot beyond the Osage News and some other local news sources or Facebook that may have picked it up, or we've placed things on Facebook to make sure that that happens. We also, if we were to advertise more broadly and very likely have more non-Native borrowers, then we're going to more quickly outrun our funding source. In other words, the money that we have on hand. And we have the capability, as does any Native CDFI, to borrow money from other CDFIs or from funds that are set up to fund us at, say, 3.5% or 4% money that we can then lend back out. But we're trying to be very careful about how we lend borrowed funds and have been extraordinarily careful, I think, as a board and as an organization in how that happens. So my answer to your question is I think there's several factors that go into how we've ended up with so much Native population. I think the news articles that have shown up in the Osage and the Osage News help us tremendously. I can tell you that next week we will start another advertising campaign with the Osage News on that subject. And then the other factor that sometimes affects that is what products are we putting out there. The board just approved a auto loan policy, so now we're going to actively get into the auto loan business. And the fact that we're expanding these markets and adding more products, and including an upcoming housing product, is most of the reason that we fully support this $1.25 million appropriation.
Mm-hmm. Good, thank you. I've got a question. You know, since inception, one of the components that I really liked about this lending institution is the fact that we could help our people start understanding and pinpointing increase in their credit scores. Are you guys still reporting, you know, to the credit bureaus on behalf of our folks for those that are repaying their loans properly? And
we deal with TransUnion. I'm one of the three big, you know how this works, one of the three large reporting organizations. And we have an agreement with them that they can use our the stuff that we submit in terms of reports. I just came back from next door, and there is we are engaging a company to assist us in getting qualified and ready to report to all three, and we anticipate that might take 60 to 90 days at this period of and as we continue to grow, but that's where we are with that specifically.
Okay, thank you. I just think that adds value to the purpose of the lending institution.
It does.
Efficiency, and
especially when we're making credit builder loans and offering financial literacy courses at the same time.
Okay, committee, any other questions? Okay, hearing none. Is there any action? So I guess I have a question for those that have been sitting here longer than I have. If Mr. Potts has withdrawn as a sponsor, he's, you know, wasn't able to attend today. So I'm just wondering what on this bill, if we have a co-sponsor, do you intend to sponsor the bill completely, Speaker?
Yes, I'll be happy to.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure. And then Clerk, are we okay, Trey, then to move it out? I don't know how that works, sir.
Okay, so Chair. Under the rules, technically, Congressman Potts will still remain the sponsor until it's reported out of committee. The rules say after legislation is reported out of committee, a sponsor may withdraw his or her sponsorship. So after it's reported out, then he can let the clerks know that he's withdrawn. And at that point, the speaker can put her name on the bill as a sponsor.
Okay, thank you. So then I would entertain any action then on this bill committee.
Chair.
Yes, second speaker.
Thank you. I would just like to make my thoughts known on that movement. If we have the chance to send it back to appropriations, because we had discussed amending in their operations expenses to it. So if, when it does make it out of committee, if it then goes after the going to the floor, if it goes back to appropriations, I think that might be ideal to be able to consider the whole component.
Understood. I do want the committee to know that PBM is requesting operational expenses as well. We do have that request. We will need to be adding that in as an amendment, but we can do that in appropriations. That amendment isn't ready today. And since second speaker is going, or since speaker is going to take over the sponsorship, then I'd like to get her fully engaged with the operational, the capital request. So I would agree with your comment, second speaker.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I agree with Mr. Gill, but I would like for the minutes to reflect that I've withdrawn sponsorship. I did have the amendment for the operating capital for Monjesca Odazzi to be added in today. I'm happy to forward that to the speaker at this time. She can carry that as well.
Okay, thank you, Congressman Potts. And Clerk?
The minutes will show that Congressman Potts intends to withdraw as sponsor.
Understood. Is that okay, Congressman Potts? The verbiage?
Yes, that will suffice.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, committee. I'm sorry, Speaker Shaw and then Congressman Big Horse.
Just a logistical question. So if Congressman Potts intends to remove himself as the sponsor, would it make sense for him to move forward with his amendment as sponsor? Or shall we do it after he has removed himself?
Congressman Potts, do you have a preference?
Madam Chair, my preference remains the same. I would prefer to be discussing this at a different time, specifically because the operating funds pertain to staffing and other things that I have significant questions about that have not been answered and that I don't wish to explore in a committee meeting.
Understood.
I think okay. This bill needs, I don't think that we do understand it though, because we continue to move forward. I would much prefer to lay this on the table and discuss it at a later time.
Congressman Potts, thank you. I appreciate your comments. I think we are going to lay it on another table, but it'll be in appropriations, as I think is the goal of the committee, is that we get the bill out so we can address the requests in appropriations, including the amendment to the operational expenses. Congressman Big Horse?
Yes, Madam Chair. I was just wondering if we were going to show this as reviewed and send it on to appropriations.
Madam Chair.
Yes, clerk.
You could send it out with no recommendation, and then it would need to be sent to appropriations on the floor.
It can be reported out with any recommendation, though, and then still be sent to appropriations by the chair.
Committee, I'll entertain any action. Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes, Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to report out ONCA 25-105 to the body of Congress. With a due pass.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second? A motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you, committee. The next item on our agenda
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I just wanted to thank the committee on behalf of the PBM board and PBM staff. Thank you very much for your time.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you. Good to see you. Good to see you, Mr. Yick. Okay, the next item is ONCA 25-113, and this is an act to amend the Osage Nations Boards Act 15 ONC 5-106 to change the compensation requirements for board members and to establish an alternate effective date. And Congresswoman Lemon is the sponsor, and she's not able to attend today, so I wanted to just let the committee know that she did notify us, and we can speak to this next week. Our next item then is our ONCR 2520, which is a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operations for fiscal year 2026. And this plan also has an executive session attached to it. We also have a little bit of discussion today from the LLC folks, and they, as I understand, may only need about 30 minutes. And so do you guys prefer the LLC go first or the gaming? I'm open either way. Would you like to have the LLC just finish up, and then we can let the rest of the time go to the gaming folks? Also yes, on item... Sure. Item 10, you guys, Congressman Maker's also not going to be able to attend today to address his bill. And so I say we go directly then into, you know, is that okay? Galen, are you on the call? Are you and Brad and Russ prepared yet?
We are.
Okay. What we could do then is, without objection, let's go into a recess for like 5 minutes. Let's let the clerks get ready. We'll let Mr. Crum get ready. Are there any documents you need for us to pull up, sir?
Yes, I believe that Russ, I'll let Russ speak to that. I believe he's already sent them in to you.
Okay, and are you guys going to prefer that we go in executive session, or are you going to speak openly for the next maybe 15 to 30 minutes?
Chair Rebard, we're prepared to speak openly.
Okay.
And we did provide you with some of the information in our slide deck from our last visit to your committee, and we will share those slides to the committee via Zoom while we're discussing.
Okay, is that okay, clerk? Do you need any time to prepare, ma'am? What if we recess for, without objection, let's recess for 5 minutes, and then Russ, you and the clerk can make sure you have the proper documents you want to show. Is that okay?
That would be fine.
Okay, without objection, we'll recess until 12:35. Thank you.
So,